Today's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life with Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. You'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Wayne Anderson and Russ McCann.
Good afternoon and welcome to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk Radio Show. I'm Russ McCann, your host for today. And what a great time to create health. Yes, you can create health. And on today's show, we're going to show you just how you can do that. You won't want to miss our featured guest today. We have on the show a little bit later on this afternoon, Dr. Chris Winsey, who will be joining us during the next segment to talk about how you can create optimal health in your life. We know her as the ICANN doctor. You won't want to miss that segment of the show, so make sure you stick around. How are you doing on those goals that we talked about last week? You know, those goals that we do at the very beginning of the year as we talk about losing weight and getting healthy and maybe stopping smoking or starting to exercise more. We really talked a lot about last week setting some goals and really making health your number one priority this year. You know, it's never a great day to start a diet, but today's a great day to create the habits of health in your life. Again, I'm Russ McCann, host for today's show. Make sure you visit our website during the course of the show or even afterwards at habitsofhealthtalk.com. That's HOHTALK.com. You can also reach us by email at optimalhealth@HOHTALK.com or by telephone after the show at 401-388-0778. I wanted to talk a little bit today about, you know, this. We talked in previous shows about this trilogy of optimal health, you know, healthy body, healthy mind, you know, healthy soul, healthy finances, and really starting to help you create this whole life of health. And so I want to spend a little bit of time this afternoon talking about not only the healthy eating aspect of creating health in your life, but healthy motion, healthy sleep, and at the center of creating this healthy life is what are you doing to create a support network in your life? You know, all of us need support. We need support from our family, in the work environment, from our associates that we work with, and certainly our boss. You know, we look at, you know, maybe a pastor for support, or we look at a counselor for support, and we tend to surround ourselves with people who really help us and want us to feel better. And what's really amazing about what Dr. Anderson's put together in the Habits of Health is a whole network of health coaches across the country, about 10,000 certified health coaches that are centered around helping you create this life of optimal health. And so I want to spend a little time talking about not only how to get connected with a health coach. If you have a health coach already and they've sent you to this program for support, welcome aboard. If you're here listening for the first time and really interested in getting connected with a health coach, a health coach with the Habits of Health system is absolutely free to you. So there's absolutely no reason why you can't connect with somebody to help you create this life of optimal health. And so we're going to talk a little bit about the role that this health coach will play in your life. And we really look at terms of creating optimal health as a coach. You know, about 3.5 years ago, I went on this journey to lose some weight. And in the process, got connected with a health coach that showed me how to create a life of health through eating 5 to 6 times a day. It's as simple as can you eat every 3 hours? And as I lost weight, I lost 75 pounds in about 18 weeks and totally transformed not only how I physically appeared, but really how I mentally looked at a lot of things in my life. And the health coach was such an instrumental part of this. I certainly would encourage you to get connected with a health coach. And probably the thing that I admired most about being connected with this whole network of health coaches is it really our role as a health coach. I've become a health coach and I'm helping others is really to lead you to a process that helps you create optimal health. And I can't lead you through this process if I'm not living the habits of health myself. And so it's my job to give you a specific example, a model, if you will, of how you can go through this process. Certainly, if I can lose 75 pounds, I'm only 5'2", I weighed 215 pounds, and definitely was not a healthy individual. Yet, during this course of the 6-month period of time while I was losing weight, I turned right around and have been able to keep my weight off. What a great model, what a great example that I can be for you. And certainly many of the guests that appear on the Habits of Health Talk Radio show are all clients who have gone on the program, incorporated the Habits of Health. Many have lost significant amount of weight and been able to keep it off. And that's really the magic. You know, diets in among themselves don't work. Two-thirds of this country, you know, 85% of the people that go on diets gain their weight back within 2 years. 85% of us tend to put it all back. And we go back to those old habits. Well, what's amazing about being connected with a Take Shape for Life health coach and all of us here at Habits of Health is that we're able to show you not only our own example, but connect you to the tools and resources that are available. Certainly on our own website, habitsofhealthtalk.com, there's a wide variety of tools. And there's a couple that I want to really point you to today. And I'm going to mention it a couple of times during the show. And one is if you go to habitsofhealthtalk.com, right in the middle of the screen, there's a little link that says, Get Started Today. And I want you to click on that, send us some information, and we'll be glad to help you get connected with a health coach. Beyond that, there's two other pieces of information on the website that can be very, very valuable at helping you evaluate where you are today. One is a body mass index chart. So click on the link that says body mass index. You're going to get this very colorful chart that we'll show. And what I want you to do is to go to this chart and look at how tall you are and move across this chart and find your current weight. And if you're in the red or in the yellow, it's a clue that we need to help you create a life of more physical health as we begin to move your life towards a life of optimal health. And we want to get you to a green. A healthy body mass index is 24.9 or below. And if you can go through this process, learn how to eat properly, incorporate the habits of health, become more physically fit, get more sleep, become more active, then you're going to create a healthier, longer life. And so as coaches, we are able to help direct you not only through this process, but we help you in creating a meal plan. We steer you in situations where maybe you're getting off track. We influence you to take personal responsibility for what you do each day, not only in terms of what you eat, but what you do in terms of physical activity and sleep. We'll also encourage you and help you build on your success. You know, I had a client this week that called, and she just started on the program, and she's only been on the program about 7 or 8 days, and she has lost 5 pounds already, and she is so excited. Following the guidelines of this program, you'll lose up to 2 to 5 pounds a week. This program has been used and recommended by over 20,000 doctors over the course of time since 1980. And so it's a very, very strong program that's been researched. It really helps you go through a process that really changes your life, not only from the inside, but also in terms of the outside. And so as a coach, it's our job to help you monitor your progress and hold you accountable. But guess what? You're responsible to make sure that you follow your coach's guidelines. So as we help you, you know, it really starts, as Dr. Anderson's mentioned time and time again, it really starts with just a simple decision to create health in your life. And certainly by listening to this program, you've probably already made that decision to create health in your life. But the question is, are you prepared to go through this journey? And as we go through the course of our discussion today, I want you to really focus on the preparation that's really necessary in order for you to create a life of optimal health. Also on the website, you'll find a link for Dr. Anderson's health quiz that says, How Healthy Are You? It's a great, great resource that you can go to online. You answer a series of questions. At the very end of it, it calculates a score. And then it gives you a chart that identifies how healthy you are. And that might also be a great place for you to start in preparing for your journey. As coaches, it's our responsibility to help you get started correctly. and communication between you and I as we go through this journey are really, really important, especially in the first 3 days. And as we talk through the course of going through the meal plan and helping you reach a healthy weight, you know, monitoring your progress along the way is such a key component, and your health coach can help you in this process. You know, everybody gets healthy at their own pace. Not everybody is going to lose 75 pounds in 18 weeks. As I mentioned, you'll lose up to 2 to 5 pounds a week. But there are things that happen in our lives that create stress or that derail us in our progress. And so I just would encourage you that this is, it's really a movement towards the goal of health that you want in your life. It's not that you're going to go and lose 75 pounds in 18 weeks and reach a life of optimal health immediately. Certainly, we'd like you to be able to do that. But we recognize as coaches that we have to help you and meet you where you are and help educate you on the things that you need to learn. A key component of a coach is to connect you with all of the resources that are available to you. Certainly online through the website, there are many, many tools. There's calls that you can dial into, conference calls that get you connected with a nurse or a physician or a nutritionist to help guide you through the details of a particular health program. And being connected not only with your health coach, but utilizing these other support pieces can really, really help empower you to utilize all the components of this network of coaches, move your life forward. You know, it's a simple process. I'd encourage you to go to our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com, and click on the Get Started Today link. Send us some information. We'll make sure that you get connected with a health coach. Again, go to the body mass index chart and find out what your current reality is. How healthy are you? Utilizing Dr. A's Habits of Health quiz. It's online, and it's also in his book, Chapter 5. It's a great way to identify how healthy you are, and it also helps you along the way identify steps that will move your life to a healthier way of life. It really is so much fun to create this success as we go through this process of creating health in your life. You know, we really gain weight over time by just having an imbalance of calories. Calories in versus calories out don't match. And because we're consuming more calories than we get rid of in our typical day, we gain weight over time. And what your health coach is going to do is help you get connected to the 5-in-1 plan that will help reduce your calories by giving you all of the nutrients you need, all of the proteins and carbs and vitamins and minerals, the things you need to sustain muscle mass in your life, but put you in a gap that allows you to lose fat up to 2 to 5 pounds a week. And as you do that, you'll reach a healthy weight. And then we'll move you through a process where you increase calories, you'll increase physical activity, and put your life back in balance. And I'm so excited to be a health coach and a part of this radio program that's really designed to help you understand that the habits of health are more than just eating the right kinds of foods. It's eating the right kinds of foods, having the right kind of activity, getting enough sleep, and surrounding yourself with support, the kind of people that can help you create health in your life. You're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk Radio Show. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to bring to the show Dr. Chris Winsey, the ICANN doctor, who will help you understand that it's not your fault and there is something you can do about it. So again, thank you for listening to this part of the show. Hang on, we'll be right back.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com. Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
We're back on the Habits of Health Talk Radio Show. I'm Russ McCann. My special guest today is Dr. Chris Winsey, the ICANN doctor. She's a life coach, a doctor in chiropractic, and is a certified health coach who has been using Dr. Anderson's Habits of Health system to transform lives. It's my exciting and distinct pleasure, Dr. Winsey, to bring you on the show today. Thank you so much for joining us.
It is my pleasure. I'm so happy to be here, and hopefully we'll give some people really inspiring, good information.
Sure. Well, let's start here. You know, at this time of the year, we always take a look at New Year's resolutions, and we try to evaluate where we are in our life. And you know, with the economy the way it is, and with the obesity crisis in our country, you know, people are really struggling. And I often wonder sometimes how people are making ends meet. You know, many people have lost their homes, they've lost their jobs, they're struggling with addictions in their life. And so how does someone, you know, who's in a rut, who's really struggling to function in their life, how do they begin to move their life forward?
Wow, that's a big question. It's a good one, though. And I know that sometimes people do get overwhelmed by circumstances. You know, what I find when I'm coaching someone is that they have to remember that they are a holistic being. And what I mean by that is that there are different aspects to each person, you know, body, mind, spirit, emotions, practical life management. And what happens magically, almost, it seems, is that when you transform one area, one aspect of you, it has this ripple effect. So often when people are looking to make a change and they're in a rut, they look at the whole ball of wax of how much they think they have to change everything to get where they want to go and have a happy life, and they overwhelm themselves, they scare themselves, they think it's unattainable. They look at all the reasons why they can't, instead of taking a look at one thing that they can change. And I will tell you unequivocally that when that change comes in the form of habits of health to improve energy, fitness, well-being, that has the biggest ripple effect into other areas of their lives than anything I have seen in any client. Every time they improve their physical health, they have inspiration to now go forward on personal goals. Their relationships improve. Just everything. you know, you can do it the other way around. You know, you can sure. start with improving somewhere in your career or whatever, but the single most profound change to impact life in my clients that I have seen is when they start changing their health habits.
I mean, you often realize that, you know, without health, there is no life. And so, you know, knowing that it's the core to our being, it's really a great place to start. And, you know, many of us, unfortunately, we don't start there. We start by looking for a new job, or, you know, we make a change in our personal relationship, or we make all these other catastrophic changes in our life. And if we start with the physical health first, often many of these other things just kind of seem to fall into being, don't they?
You know, that's so true, because the one thing I've always gone by is that what we think the problem is the problem isn't always the problem. So like you said, we'll change marriages, we'll change jobs, we'll change this, we'll change that, but until we change ourselves,
sure.
And yeah, so you're absolutely right. Yeah.
You know, you tied in a little bit about the habits of health as a system for changing our life. Maybe describe for the listeners how, you know, the habits of health can really be the catalyst for this initial change in someone's life.
Okay. You know, everybody has different, the main thing is to individualize. I want to say that from the get-go, because people may think, oh gosh, I've got to start, you know, exercise, and I've got to start this, and I've got to start that. And again, you know, breaking it down instead of looking at the whole ball of wax. But implementing the habits of health is beautifully, in Dr. Anderson's book and workbook, it's beautifully laid out in such a way that it's in, forgive the expression, bite-sized pieces.
Sure. Right.
They begin to change their thinking. They change their orientation, first of all, from I've got to diet and lose weight to I am now going to create health in my life. And they're changing their orientation about what it's going to take, because he does address the fact that you're making what's called a fundamental decision to be healthy, to get healthy, to stay healthy. And then he's giving you mental tools at the same time as he's giving you practical, physiological, dietary changes that you're going to make. And he gives them to you in pieces where you slowly educate yourself. And that's the way that we need to learn. I mean, when we were in school as kids, they didn't give us algebra when we were in kindergarten.
Right.
You had to learn the pieces.
Thank goodness I would have failed kindergarten.
Exactly. So would we all, right? So, does that answer the question?
Sure. Yeah. And I know in my own experience, you know, I started down this path to initially lose weight, and it was all about weight. And about halfway through this process, Dr. Anderson's book came out, and it really wasn't until the Habits of Health system was kind of revealed that I quite frankly, I didn't get it. I knew that I could lose weight by, you know, eating meal replacements, by eating lean and green, by maybe becoming more physically active. But I really didn't understand how my body worked, how my brain worked in conjunction with the physical body, and that I really had a choice to be able to create not only physical health, but that I could actually create whatever I wanted my life to be. And that's what I found so exciting about, you know, the book and how that all tied into it. And you know, you talk a little bit about the holistic approach, and a lot of what the habits of health is like you said, very practical, very educational, but in bite-sized pieces. And I want you to talk a little bit about the holistic approach, not only to changing someone's health, but maybe dealing with maybe other addictions in their life. And I know that's been a real big part of your practice, is really from a holistic standpoint, moving someone's life forward.
Well, yes, that is my passion. I happen to be one of the instructors for the American College of Addictionology and Compulsive Disorders, and I am in the process of pursuing my diplomate in that specialty. And I work with clients anywhere from someone who just wants to lose 20 pounds or get off cigarettes to someone who actually has alcoholism or a full-blown food addiction.
Sure.
And without going into all of the physiology, addiction is, you know, a really, really tough issue. And I'm sorry, what is your question again?
Well, you know,
the holistic approach.
Yeah, your holistic approach.
So in the 12-step programs, they actually take a holistic approach. It is about the fact that, you know, there are people who are what we call dry drunks, who never work on their personal selves. They never look at why they're drinking or what's going on for them. And even though there is a genetic predisposition to addiction, there's also environmental factors, psychological factors, and emotional factors that have to be taken into play. So it's not just one thing. And sure, when someone is a dry drunk, they may be sober, but they're not necessarily recovering. And across the board, anyone who has any of the five major addictions, which are workaholism, gambling and risk-taking, foodaholism, alcoholism and drugs, and I think sex also is an addiction. And anyone with any of those five addictions, well, the other four from foodaholism, they all have a food issue because it's the same genetic challenge that they're all facing, and so they move from one addiction to the other. If they're not really practicing full recovery from a holistic standpoint, so what do I mean? I mean that if you are not taking care of your emotional self, and that doesn't always mean therapy, but therapy is a good choice, sure, you're not handling some of the reasons why you might automatically pick up the food. Right. If you're not managing stress in your life, practical life management, then you might just continue to automatically go for the food when life has its pressures. If you're not handling any aspect of you, and there's this wonderful acronym that they use in the 12-step programs, which is make sure you're not too hungry, not too angry, not too lonely, not too tired. Those are the real kind of red flags,
sure,
where you want to check in with yourself and say, you know, what do I need? What do I really need? And Dr. Anderson actually addresses this in The Habits of Health. I mean, he talks about managing stress. He
sure
talks about how you want to really take a look at stop, challenge, and choose is a perfect example of
right,
what am I feeling and why am I feeling it and do I really need food to solve that? So it is a holistic process, and it takes some, like I said, it looks like a huge ball of wax, but if you break it down into the pieces that are in the Habits of Health, it certainly can be done. And
well, I love that, small bite-sized pieces. You're listening to the Habits of Health Talk. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk more with Dr. Chris Winsey about stop, challenge, and choose, and how you can live in more positive, passion and create health in your life. We'll be right back. We're back on the Habits of Health Talk radio program with Russ Spokane. I'm your host for today. And as we were ending up with Dr. Anderson, I wanted to make sure that I reminded you to go visit our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com. And right on the front of the webpage, you'll see a blue star that says the Dr. A's Low Glycemic Index Program. If you just click on that link, it'll take you to a website which will show you those 100-calorie fuelings that we've been talking about, a great way to incorporate healthy, small meals that are low in fat, low in glycemic, that really provide your body with the nutrients you need in order to live a longer, healthier life. I'd like for all of you to meet a good friend of mine. Her name is Janelle Steckman. She's hairdresser extraordinaire. She's a certified health coach from Northern California. She's doing some amazing things at helping people change their appearance and really create an amazing life. Welcome, Janelle, to the show. Thanks for being on with us.
Thank you very much, Russ. It's a pleasure. My pleasure to be here this afternoon.
So what I wanted to do is really utilize your experience to help the people that are listening today begin to make a decision on moving their life forward. And I'd like for you to maybe explain to people, you know, you help so many people every day not only look great because you do their hair, give them a nice haircut, some good color, but beyond that, you're helping people change their whole orientation towards a healthy way of life. What got you started on your own personal journey to get healthy?
Well, after struggling for 15 years and coming from a family of heart disease, I ran across this program. My health coach sat in my chair to get a haircut like he did once a month, and he was losing weight, and I was thought, wow, what the heck are you doing? So met up with him later on that week and decided just to try another diet, of course, thinking that it wouldn't work. I didn't tell my family what I was doing, of course, of fear of failure. And so about 3 weeks into the program, my husband noticed, and from then I just started sharing with people what I was doing because the results were so phenomenal. And the weight melted off very quickly, 24 pounds in about 10 weeks. And after the first week, I knew I had the answer. I was very excited. After that, after losing the weight, I did go through the holidays, started October 27th, went all the way through the holidays, made it through, and was just blown away with the results. But not only the results of weight loss, I was blown away about the amount of energy that I had. I've always been on the go kind of person, but usually pretty tired, fatigued later on in the afternoon, and for once I still had more energy throughout the afternoon. So the energy level was huge for me, and haven't looked back.
You know, I had an opportunity to watch you during that process, and it was really exciting to see that not only did you lose the weight and started looking good, but you started feeling good and had a burst of energy. And what was fun was, you know, Janelle, you had an opportunity to share with your kids what you were doing in terms of changing your life. How has that affected your family in terms of the way you eat, the way you look at health, and in terms of, you know, what that's doing for you at home?
Well, at first, I noticed as I was losing the weight and I was getting healthier, I noticed myself as a much lighter mindset kind of a person. So it lightened up our entire household as soon as I started feeling better and having more confidence and feeling better in my skin and looking better. That was a huge transformation in our family, even though they may not have realized it. But I, for myself, could see a difference in myself and all of them. And so over the past 2 years, and I say 2 years because it's not something that happens overnight, I'm able to teach my young daughters, 10 and 11-year-olds, how to eat right, how to start reading labels, teaching them how to make the right choices. And, you know, they don't always make those right choices, but it's there for them. And I just can lead by example, and it's starting to really pay off with them. They now go out with friends, and I hear parents talking to, you know, telling me, hey, your daughter ordered a salad for dinner, and I'm like, yes, you go, girl. But that's just something that they're starting to, just something that they are starting to learn on their own and leading them by example, but it's made really easy. And so it's been this, you know, like I said, stepping stones. I didn't just yank everything out of the pantries. I slowly started taking things out of the pantry and adding in better things, and again, just teaching them how to make the correct choices.
Yeah, it's always exciting to see your daughters, and I know from time to time they even hold you and I and everybody else that they come in contact accountable to, you know, what we're doing in terms of helping people. They're just a couple of amazing kids. And Tal, your husband, I know he's watched you transform, and I know it's dramatically changing your home life in such a big way. One of the things that I'd like to also have you talked about is your mom and what this has done for her.
My mom has gone through quite a few, quadruple bypass, and just last year, that was, I don't know, 20 years ago, but just more recently, in last year, she had her aortic valve replaced, and seeing that she had lost 45 pounds on the program prior to her surgery, it made a huge difference in her recovery for this past surgery. And so it's made a tremendous difference in her health. She's off quite a few medications and blood pressure, all kinds of sorts of things that come along with the heart problems that runs in our family.
I know when your mom first started following the Habits of Health system and working with you and her coach, that it was kind of exciting because when she first started getting on the program to initially get to a healthy weight, didn't she like break her foot and was in a wheelchair for a period of time?
Oh yes. Her food came in before the day that she her food came, she fell, broke her leg, had a spiral break in her leg. So she had a cast from her ankle all the way up to past her thigh, so a full cast, and was in a wheelchair for, I don't know, 6-8 weeks, and started the program and started losing weight while she was sitting in her wheelchair. So it's a program that anyone could do it, whether you can walk or not. She did it. And so that was crazy time, yes.
Yeah, and I know in my own experience I was involved in an auto accident in a couple of years ago, and I've spent a lot of time on crutches and limping around. So going to the gym and being very active has been a real struggle. But because I've learned the things that we need to do in terms of how we eat and better portion control, it's made a dramatic change. I've lost 80 pounds and kept it off over the last 3 years. So I know exactly what you're talking about. All right, Janelle. So what keeps you on track every day?
I follow the BSLIM acronym. I mean, I eat breakfast every morning. I exercise. I eat 5 to 6 small meals a day. I have an individual plan. I know what I need to do when I wake up in the morning. I have kind of a regimen every day, and I monitor, definitely stepping on that scale at least once a week. And so monitoring yourself is a huge thing that, you know, most people are scared to do, but something that I do regularly, you know, and it's calories in versus calories out. And so I'm still able to go live a social life. Like I said, I'm very active, running here, running there. But because of this program, it's, again, taught me how to make the right choices and healthy grab-and-go meals when I'm on the go, because you can't drive through a fast food place anymore that's quick and healthy. So that's how I stay on track.
You know, you make it sound so simple and so easy that anyone can do it, but something tells me that... something tells me, though, that it still takes a little bit of work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's calories in versus calories out, and you have to make that decision in your mind. If you don't have that decision to stay healthy and to be healthy, then it's really easy to get off track. But, you know, I have the desire to stay healthy. I never want to go back to feeling tired, sluggish, and not feel good about myself. So I will always be at this weight. Like I said, it's the desire to stay healthy, and I found that so true with so many people. We can do anything in our life if you have the desire to be there.
You know, one of the things that you said that really struck home with me, and we've got a few minutes left before I know you've got to get back to doing someone's hair, but I wanted to just really have you kind of close out and talk about, you know, anybody can lose weight on a diet. You know, most diets are relatively effective at helping people initially lose weight, but most of us go back to our old habits. But you've said a couple of things during our time together where it was really a mindset change. And what is it about what you're doing today that changed your mindset towards a healthy way of life for the rest of your life?
How I feel. Just mm-hmm. how I feel. Not only, you know, feeling, like I said, with the energy, but the confidence. I feel better about myself, and I think that makes a huge difference. And you know, if we don't change our underlying structure of our habits, then we'll go back to the patterns that we used to live in. And that's not where I want to be. My life has changed so much in the last 2 years. I never thought when my health coach sat down in my chair for a haircut two and a half years ago, I never would have dreamed that this is where my life would be now.
Pretty exciting, isn't it?
It has been an amazing journey.
You know, I have had the pleasure of working with you, Janelle. I'm really excited. You're going to be in Concord, California, I think, on April 16th, helping other coaches learn a little bit about how to get healthy and what you've been able to do. And I got to see you present at a meeting a couple of weeks ago. And I want to thank you so much for what you're doing, not only for really getting on track and getting healthy yourself, but, you know, really stepping out and helping others as a certified health coach and helping them change their orientation towards life using Dr. A's Habits of Health system. And I know you've lived that every day since you got introduced to Dr. A's Health system. And thank you so much for being on the show today.
Well, thank you again very much for having me. It's been my pleasure.
Before we take a quick break, I'd like to remind you to go visit our website at habitsofhealthtalk.com. send us an email at optimalhealth@hohtalk.com and let us know how you're doing. You can always contact us after the show at 401-388-0778. You're listening to the Habits of Health Talk radio show. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
We're back, and you're listening to Habits of Health Talk on the Transformation Radio Network. I'm Russ McCann, host of Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk radio program. Tune in each and every Wednesday at 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 12 noon Pacific, and hear how to create a longer, healthier life. Make sure you visit our website. It is packed full of information about how to really create a life of optimal health. Our website address is habitsofhealthtalk.com. You can send us an email, optimalhealth@hohtalk.com, and you can always contact us after the show at 401-388-0778, and we will get you connected with a certified health coach that will begin to move your life forward. I'd like to spend a little bit of time that we have left in the show today inviting you to really take advantage of Dr. A's message to get America healthy using the Habits of Health system. Right on the very front page of our website, you will see a picture of Dr. Anderson. It's his book cover of Dr. A's Habits of Health. And right below his picture, you'll see a little link that says Order Dr. A's Habits of Health. And I'd encourage you today to order Dr. A's Habits of Health self-study course. It includes a DVD, which is a step-by-step illustration of how to utilize the workbook, which is a just kind of a classroom style syllabus that goes through teaching you the habits necessary, helps you change that mindset that Janelle was talking about so that we really look at food in a different way. We utilize it to provide ourselves with nourishment. We're satisfied by the choices that we make, and we begin to put our body, the machinery of our body working correctly to be able to help us create a longer, healthier life. And then, of course, Dr. A's Habits of Health is full of a really simple, easy process that helps you identify where we are today, why we eat what we eat, maybe some of the triggers in our life that really cause us to gain weight over time, and what we can really do about it, how to really begin this journey. And I would invite you today that if you've been listening to the program over the last few weeks, or even if today is your first opportunity to listen to Dr. A's Habits of Health show, this is a program about teaching you the step-by-step process to get healthy for the remainder of your days. And it really starts by a simple decision to get healthy. And if you've decided today that you're going to make creating a life of optimal health a priority in your life, then you're in the right place at the right time. What we're going to do is we're going to help you get connected with a certified health coach that will begin to teach you the things necessary to help you reach a healthy weight. That's really the first step. And once you get to a healthy weight, you'll be able to learn the habits of health that Dr. A was talking about to help you make better choices long term, you know, how to sleep better, how to be more active, how to incorporate the 100-calorie fueling breaks, how to make better choices when you choose low-glycemic foods, how to go grocery shopping, how to dine out. These are all habits of health that will help you create this life that we've been talking about. And beyond that, Dr. A's really spent a lot of time in the final part of his book talking about how to optimize your health for your age and optimizing your body. And the benefit of reaching a healthy weight and developing this new lifestyle is that you get to live a longer, healthier life and really begin to make an adjustment that not only affects you, but maybe affects the people around you, as Janelle was talking about. Her simple decision to get healthy and how it's impacted her family has been traumatic. And I know certainly in Paula's case, which is Janelle's mom, it's been life-changing. And so I would invite you today that if you're listening to the program today and really ready to make a decision to get healthy, you know, where we are today is we consume far more calories today than we get rid of. And this gap between calories in and calories out is where we accumulate fat. And over time, we're going to gain more and more weight and cause more inflammation throughout our body as the toxins take over. And we run into situations like high cholesterol and high blood pressure, heart disease. Many people who are struggling with weight also struggle with being diabetic and having to go on more and more medications, which is really not the habit of health. And so what we're going to do as your coach is begin to put you on a path eating 5 portion control meal replacements that are all medically formulated, providing you with all the nutrients, the right amount of proteins and carbs, the right amount of healthy fats, the correct amount of sugars, vitamins and minerals, things you actually need to really have your body functioning correctly. And as you're learning how to eat these 6 meals a day on the 5-in-1 plan, we're going to reduce your calories down below your current expenditure of energy. And this gap now where we're consuming less calories than our body is using is where we're going to lose up to 2 to 5 pounds a week. And we create a new gap of losing fat. Once we reach a healthy weight, using a body mass index chart as maybe the initial measurement and making sure that we're at a BMI of 24 or less, then we're going to incorporate Dr. A's Habits of Health transition plan that we've been talking about this morning or this afternoon in really incorporating better choices as we begin to incorporate more fruits and vegetables, more low-fat or non-fat dairy products, more whole grains. And as we do that, we're going to incorporate more physical activity. And that physical activity could be walking, riding a bike, taking the stairs. It could be doing the treadmill in the gym, or really getting actively involved in a full workout with a trainer in the gym. But at the end of the day, it's about learning how to balance calories in and calories out. And Janelle talked a little bit about the B-Slim lifestyle, which is once we reach this healthy weight and transition to a healthier way of life, we're going to really incorporate B-Slim, which is, you know, B stands for breakfast, the most important meal of the day. We've heard that for so long, but it's so vital to get our body jump-started, to get our metabolism running, and to really provide our brain with the nourishment it needs to get us through that initial start in the day. E stands for exercise. Incorporate a good, healthy activity, being more physically active in our life, and getting up off the couch, turning off the TV, getting away from the computer, and really participating in life rather than being a spectator. S is for support. Always surround yourself with people who are like-minded. Certainly the advantage that you have is that you have a coach who is your kind of cheerleader and champion to help you stay on track. But as you begin to get healthy, you also tend to surround yourself with people who are like-minded, and it's so vital for long-term success. L stands for low-fat, low-calorie meals, 6 times a day. Dr. A's book is really focused on, can you eat every 3 hours? And learning the skills that you need to in order to eat the right kinds of foods in the right amounts. And then beyond that, developing this individual plan like Janelle talked about, where you're going to learn as you get up in the day, what activity do you have planned, and what is the nourishment value that you're going to provide yourself so that you do not gain your weight back? And then the M in the BSLIM acronym is really monitoring your weight. It could be a pair of pants that you determine once it fits a little snug, then you need to snap back and really increase activity and lower your calories. It could be a scale. It could be a belt, anything to help you measure where you stand in your life. But as you go through this program and begin to create the longer, healthier life, it really starts by the simple decision that I talked about. And on the website, there is a link that says Body Mass Index Chart. And I would invite you to go to our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com, and click on the Body Mass Index Chart and take a look at just where you stand today to be able to identify the healthy weight that you need to reach. And then take Dr. A's health quiz. It's also a link right on the front of the webpage. And as you take that health quiz, it'll give you an idea of just how healthy you are. And I would invite you today to click on the website link that says free consultation with a certified health coach. Click on there, provide us some basic information, and I will put you in contact with a certified health coach that will work with you to begin to develop a healthier, longer life. I want to thank my co-host, Dr. Wayne Anderson, for sharing his amazing solution to the obesity crisis here in this country. His vision is to get America healthy, and I know we can do it together. I want to thank Janelle Steckman for sharing her personal story and her mission to create habits of health, not only in her life, but in the life of the people that she touches. I've enjoyed our show today. Thank you for tuning in. You've made it such a fantastic show as you begin to create a life of optimal health. Join us next Wednesday for more insight from Dr. Wayne Anderson. And remember, it's never a great day to start a diet, but today is a great day to create the habits of health in your life. Please contact us today and get started at making this life an amazing, healthier, longer life. Again, I'm Russ McCann, your co-host. Go out and make it a great week and enjoy yourselves, everyone. Let's eat healthy together.
You've been listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. For more information about Dr. Anderson, author of the best-selling book Dr. A's Habits of Health and How to Reach a Healthy Weight and Create Optimal Health for the Rest of Your Life, tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. Visit habitsofhealthtalk.com. That's habitsofhealthtalk.com.